Beverage giant Miller Coors announced this month it bought a majority stake in Athens-based brewery Terrapin Beer Company. That news came as a big disappointment to Atlanta writer Jim Varel. He wrote a commentary about the merger for Atlanta Magazine, and it's called, "This is how Terrapin quietly sold out to Big Beer and betrayed its fans." He says the merger is the latest in a trend of big beer buyouts, and Jim joins me now via Skype. Hi there, Jim.
Hi there, Celeste.
Can we talk about the trend first? How big a trend do you think this is, craft brewers or local brewers selling out or being bought out by the big beer industry?
It is a huge trend in the beer world right now, because that's really the only segment of craft of beer that has been growing in recent years. The share of domestic light lager like Miller Lite or Bud Light, et cetera, has been shrinking. There's just fewer people drinking that kind of beer and more people trying craft beer. So they have had great incentive to try to acquire as many as they possibly can. And both MillerCoors and Anheuser have been very active in snapping up kind of mid-sized regional breweries.
What do you think is driving those mid-sized regional breweries to sell out?
Well, I mean, you can't begrudge them for wanting to sell out in general. Most of them are older. Most of them have been around for a while, and that's how they grew into mid-sized ones and successful businesses. Obviously, they're going after successful breweries that have good kind of local reputations. A lot of them are founded by guys who are now middle-aged. So some of them were, you know, younger guys when they founded these companies, and they just want to get out of the business, and that's their prerogative to do that. And they kind of want to cash out, and maybe they don't have a son to pass it on to or, you know, something like that. So they're looking for outside money to purchase these companies. But the problem in my eyes is that it's Anheuser and Miller that is probably ponying up the most money to purchase them.
And why is that a problem? Do you think the beers change flavor or character when say, Miller buys Terrapin?
It depends. They have learned that the best way is to not mess with that kind of thing. It's a question of whether it matters that the ownership has changed if the product is still good. It's a question of beer politics, honestly, and not wanting your favorite local brewery to be owned by a company that is actively lobbying against other craft breweries in your state.
Wait, what do you mean by that? You think that Miller Coors is actively lobbying against craft brewers in Georgia?
Yes. So Georgia is one of two or three states left in the country where you can't go into a brewery and buy a pint of beer.
Right.
We have no, you know, service laws like that. There's no self-distribution and everything. And the reason why, I mean, we have a state legislators that have historically been against that legislation, often Republican legislators who say that they're committed for small businesses, and yet they have historically been against any legislation to modernize that beer law. And it just so happens that many of those same legislators also get campaign contributions from local distributorships or from Anheuser or Miller Coors directly.
Okay, so what is the big concern here? If it depends, I mean, it doesn't sound like the big concern is the taste of the beer. Is that right?
Right.
The big concern is the fact that you're losing a local employer? Or is it these I guess you called it beer politics? Is it the fact that the large brewers, like Miller Coors, then end up trying to shut down craft brewers throughout the state?
Exactly. It's that you have to be cognizant now of the fact that if you're buying Terrapin, your dollars are going ultimately into the coffers of a business that is lobbying to make life harder for the other small brewers and make it harder for those laws to get changed. Georgia still right now is among the lowest in the country in terms of breweries per capita. We're a large state. There's a lot of population in Georgia, and yet we're still very close to the bottom of that. I think maybe the bottom five in terms of breweries per capita. And it's because no one wants to really open craft breweries here compared to other states because the law is so bad for them.
Before I let you go, Jim, you also had a problem with the announcement. Did you not? You were concerned or upset disappointed that Terrapin chose to not announce that they were merging with MillerCoors until the last minute? Why is that?
They did eventually. It was unusual. It's not the way that these usually go down, where it gets announced by the brand itself with a lot of pomp and circumstance. Instead, they let 10th and Blake, which is MillerCoors' craft acquisition arm, announce it themselves, and they didn't announce it. Terrapin didn't actually make the announcement for more than 48 hours afterward, which I thought was unusual. At first, I thought maybe they were trying to just sweep it all under the rug, but it's almost not as necessary now for them to do so, because the reaction to these buyouts has become much less vitriolic in the last few years, because fans of craft beer, even the ones who care about this kind of issue, have kind of become gotten this attitude of resignation or helplessness that they can't do anything about it.
Obviously, you are not there yet. That is Jim Varel, the news editor for Paste Magazine. You can find a link to his commentary on how Terrapin sold out to Big Beer. It's available at gpbnews.org. Jim, thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And that's one view of mergers between craft brewers and large brewing companies. If you have another view or any view that you want to share with us, of course, we always welcome your views.